and welcome to Geek Tyrant Weekly. This is episode number 125. I am your host, Vankman, and joining us today on our Geek Podcast, we have Mazer.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking of this for a while now. If you attack a Muppet, does it bleed like blood, or is it like foamy stuff, or like a gel? What do you guys...
What do you mean by like foamy stuff?
Like a stuffed animal, like if I attack a Muppet. Does it bleed, or does it like? Is it just like cotton?
I think it's cotton. I think it's been tested.
I don't know. Have the?
I don't think I've ever seen a Muppet dismembered. Actually, I'm gonna challenge that. It's never tested.
I'm going back and thinking about the movies. You know, you had Muppets in space. You had the pirate Muppet movie. I mean, did a Muppet get cut by a sword?
I don't know. They get dirty. I know that. Maybe they're invulnerable. I don't know.
I think they would bleed.
Okay.
I think you could draw Muppet blood.
Nice. I can now go tell children on the street.
Have fun with that. Tiberius, hello, sir.
Yeah, hey. Happy Halloween episode, I guess.
Is it? I guess
well,
this would be
it. Technically,
it's the end of October, and we probably won't do another podcast until after Halloween. So, yes, this is Geek Tyrant's Halloween special.
Yay. Hello.
And also joining us today is Robot Reagan.
Hey, what's up? I'm still like, I forgot to wear my costume to the podcast, actually.
Oh,
but
man.
I know, right? I'm going to be TJ from Recess. You guys are probably too old to remember that show, but for us younger geeks, that'd be something relevant. So,
I'm going to say I have never heard of it. All right.
You've never heard of it? It was on ABC Kids. Oh, that was way before your time.
You know
guys are probably...
Kid with the red baseball hat?
Yeah, you remember?
Yes.
Yeah? Kickball, yes, TJ. My man.
Hmm. Awesome. That's good times right there. Are they gonna...
This is an awkward silence. What are we going to do? Are we going to go on the box office?
Are they going to adapt that into a movie one day, probably?
Probably.
Movie,
doubt it.
Live
action.
They're
running out of stuff.
Probably won't.
I'm surprised we haven't seen a live action like Rugrats and a live action Beavis and Butthead and...
I'm waiting for a live-action Batman the Animated Series.
Be good.
I think they did that already.
I know. It was kind of just one of those things. All right. Anyway, I'm rambling on here. Let's get into the top five movies this last weekend, shall we, people? All right. Paranormal Activity 3 came in at number one at $52.5 million. So, congratulations to them. They only spent $5 million making the movie. And I know, right?
Ridiculous.
So, prepare for Paranormal Activity 4. They will go back in time even further. We'll talk about that later. Number two, Real Steel, $10.8 million. Number three, Footloose, $10.3. Number four, The Three Musketeers, $8.6 million, because, you know, everyone rushed out to go see Paul W.S. Anderson's amazing Three Musketeers 3D movie of death. Why do they keep letting him make these stupid movies?
I don't know. As Mila Jovovich would say, they did poor job of marketing. How dare they? This should have been marketed as a family film. She literally tweeted that. I didn't see anything family about that film. Really.
Did you pronounce that right? Mila Djokovic? Is it
Djokovic? Djokovic? Oh, for the love of Pete.
Djokovic. You mean Djokovic?
Sounds like Djokovic.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing, really. I think it's Djokovic.
I think it's Djokovic.
Djokovic?
It's a silent J. Sorry, forget it. I messed up. I didn't do a silent J. There you go.
See? Sheesh. Number five, The Ides of March at $4.8 million. All right, so Before we head on to talk about a couple of these movies that we saw this last week, we will go do our fun little game of our box office history. Well, this week we will travel back to the year 1999. This is the year Mazur wanted.
No.
I think, right? I don't know. So.
No, I happen to put 1999.
Okay, Tiberius put 1999. So, what is it? 1999, the weekend of October 22nd to the 24th. What is in the top 10?
Men in Black. Men in Black?
Men in Black is not. Fight Club. Fight Club is number 3.
Yes. Yes.
On the list.
I think this came out far too early in the year, but I'm gonna just gonna guess The Matrix.
Matrix, no. It's not on there.
Was it 99? I thought it was. Yeah, it was. It was. But it was earlier.
I got like no guesses. I was like 10. Shrek? The first Shrek movie? Was that it? No, that's way too late.
No.
Way too late.
Okay, you were 10, so probably the top 5, the top 9 movies are probably out of your league. You probably didn't see any of those.
No.
It was my master plan.
The only one is maybe number 10 you saw. Maybe. I mean, you have seen it.
Don't you ever go back and watch movies though, Mick? I mean, come here, Reagan, Robot, whatever.
That's all on the roster. Our real names are there.
Yeah, sorry.
Can you give us drop us some clues?
Yeah, drop a clue.
Okay, let's see.
Got some actor names.
There's a Kevin Spacey film on there somewhere.
Usual Suspects?
American Beauty?
No.
Oh, that's way earlier. Yeah.
American Beauty, number 6.
Very nice. What else was out that weekend?
Well, I'm trying to think of what was up against American Beauty.
Yeah, me too. That's what I remember seeing American Beauty in theaters, apparently, though I was so enamored with that movie that I didn't realize what else was playing.
All right. Do you just want me to throw them out? All right, number 1, The Best Man.
What? Who was in that? Good. Okay.
I saw it. I'm like, The Best Man? What is that? But, yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
So, Best Man.
Yeah.
Number 1. Number 2, Double Jeopardy.
What?
I think that's the one with Ashley Judd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Number 3, Fight Club. Number 4, Bringing Out the Dead. Number 5, The Story of Us. Number 6, American Beauty. Number 7, Bats. Number 8, 3 to Tango.
Oh, God.
Number 9, 3 Kings. And number 10, The Sixth Sense.
Wow.
Okay. All right, 3 Kings and Sixth Sense were good. The rest of those I either not heard of or don't. Just not.
Well, Fight Club.
I guess Fight Club, right? So.
Yeah.
I guess. That was the first one you guessed.
You better like it.
All right. Well, that was kind of not very many good games. Free got all, or yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Way to go, Mazur.
Yeah.
Rocked it. I got 2.
Okay. Well, it's better than what we usually get, which is none.
Yeah.
So it's good. All right. Why don't we talk about some of the movies we saw this weekend? There weren't many. We only have 2 to talk about. The first one, why don't we, Jim? I don't know why you saw it, but.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What did you think of Footloose?
I don't know why I saw this either, other than the fact that my wife wanted to go see it. She wouldn't let me go see The Thing with her. She wouldn't go see it with me. So I'm a week behind anyway for some reason on my movies, and I just felt the need to cut loose, literally. And I went to see Footloose. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. I mean, it's basically a pretty straightforward remake of the original film. As I was telling you, you know, Venkman, it's kind of interesting. I had never thought of this about the Kevin Bacon film, but it really – they didn't have any African-American actors in that movie at all. It really wasn't a diverse cast in that Kansas town. So and let's just say that that's not the case in this movie, and that's great. So that's cool. Aside from that, they've really done a good job of updating it, but yet keeping it the same.
They diversified it.
They diversified it in more ways than one. They took the songs that everyone came to know and love from Kenny Loggins and updated those, and updated one of my favorite songs from the soundtrack. The original soundtrack was "I Need a Hero." That's a good song, but they updated that a little bit, and you know, it's nothing fabulous. I mean, Dennis Quaid's doing his typical type of role, but he was he was pretty good in the movie. And it's not a geek movie, I know that, but I'll tell you what, fellow geeks out there, if you're wanting to score some points with your wife or significant other, take them to see this movie, and I'm sure they'll be tapping their toes on the floor and pumped up for the rest of the evening. There you go.
and if your significant other wants to see it and you want to piss them off, don't take them to see it.
Exactly.
Take them to go see The Thing.
Yeah.
Take them to go see Paranormal Activity 3.
Exactly.
3. It's Halloween.
It is Halloween. I know.
Piss them off. Make them mad at you, because you know guys like it when their significant others are pissed off at them.
Yes, I know that from firsthand experience. Well, it's not that bad of a movie, but I'd say rent the original.
All right, there you go. See, I'm not seeing it now.
There you go.
I've never even seen the first one.
You sold me. I'm not seeing it.
You should at least see the first one. It's not see one of them. It's not. They're not bad.
Why? It took him Bacon's career so far. Maybe I should see.
Yeah. It actually did do fairly well by him, so.
At least he has those Hanes commercials. Is that it? The creepy Hanes commercials? Yeah. taking them places.
Yep. That's.
Okay. Okay, robot. You talk to me again when you have a trivia style game, 6 degrees of Robot Reagan named after you. Then we can talk.
Okay.
You've never heard of 6 degrees of Robot Reagan?
No, I've never heard that.
No.
Oh. I'm the only one. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me and Venkman play it all the time.
I know. It's like
I am out of the loop.
We're gonna start playing it. That's gonna be our new thing on the podcast. Six degrees of Robot Reagan.
Awesome.
It's really hard. It's really hard.
I'm all for it.
I need to brush up on my skills then. Sorry about that.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Well, you should be.
The only other movie we saw this weekend was Paranormal Activity 3. I believe Robot Reagan saw that as well as myself. What'd you think?
I was like I said, I was tense as hell. Like there was like two ridiculously good scares in the entire movie, and I'm not going to say where they were. But just like straight up for like 5-6 minutes, I was just sitting there just like so tense that I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Maybe I was going to die. I don't know. There's just a period of like uneasiness where I just questioned everything.
There really was. I enjoyed it. I thought it was just as effective as the first two films.
I actually liked it more than the first two, if I was being honest. But I've heard a lot of people say they liked the second one better.
My next question was going to be, which one do you prefer more? And yeah, I agree. I really like. I think this one is one of my favorites. What's crazy? I have a couple little girls, you know.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching this movie, it's even more scary because there's there's that scene in there where the kid's standing in the doorway just staring at her parents. That happens. That's real. You know? Or they come in to the bedroom and they stand next to you and, like, no joke, I'll wake up and in the middle of the night and my kid will be standing over me just staring at me. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing? It's so freaky. And so I see a movie like this and I see kind of what's going on. And I'm just like, please don't do that tonight. Not after I saw that movie. I could seriously do without it. But
yeah, I don't even have kids and I've been sleeping with my hall light on for like 3 nights. And like, I don't know. It's embarrassing, but I don't even care. Like, I'm not going to get caught by some demon. It's not going to happen.
I don't scare that easy. I mean, I grew up on horror movies. I love watching horror films, and I feel like I've kind of been desensitized to a lot of stuff that I see. But for some reason, these Paranormal Activity movies, they just really grab me. I mean, they hit me, and it affects me, and I like it. I like that feeling because I don't get it. You know, when
they
I
play
see
up your fear of white noise, definitely.
Yeah, they do. Definitely.
Like, you're just sitting in your room, like, doing nothing. Then you're suddenly, you're like, you hear like a buzzing. And you're like, what? Like, is the door getting ready to close behind me?
No, it was really solid. I like how they went back to the 80s, you know, and just kind of went through and told the story of
what the was two little fun. Girls.
The two little girls when they were kids and stuff, and you kind of see it, you know, at the end you see where this all kind of like spawned from and why this demon is coming after, you know, with them and coming after them. And I don't know, man, that ending was like, I don't know,
it was awesome.
I thought I was insane.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Although I am like highly inclined to think after seeing it that the fourth Paranormal Activity is gonna suck. Like, I don't First off, camera technology only goes so far back.
Yeah, exactly. Because they have to go – if they're going to do a fourth one and they're going back further, it's got to be like 8mm.
That could be creepier.
Or,
I guess. Maybe the sixth one will be a silent film. This is on a recovered Nickelodeon machine.
Well, it's gonna come to the point where it's – the only thing they'll have to rely on is journal entries. And
by then it'll have adapted into a book series. This is just an ever-growing cash cow.
And they'll have to do it as like an actual film. It's told through journal entries or or cave drawings. I don't know, but whatever they decide to do, animation. I don't know how they're going to do, but they really can only go back so far with the whole like, oh, let's take these cameras and film the ghosts that were being haunted by.
Yeah, they have so many, like, what is this whole weird thing about all these men owning cameras? Like, my dad never uses this camera.
I know.
He'd never catch any ghosts on camera. We'd all be dead and nobody'd know why. I mean, in the end, nobody ever comes out happy at the end of it. Everybody dies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even growing up, my dad thought our house was haunted, and he said he saw stuff, but he never busted out his camera and was like, I'm gonna catch this thing on film, you know what
and
I mean?
And then once I see crazy stuff, I'm gonna continue to film it and not do
yeah,
it.
No, I'd be moving out of the house.
Anyway, it's still effective, and I still enjoyed the movie, and
yeah,
it's
sure.
A cash cow. It's making Paramount a lot of money. They spent $5 million on making this film, and they probably didn't even need to spend that.
Probably not. I mean, you just need a house and like six cameras.
Exactly. So yeah, it was cool though. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's Halloween, so yeah. If you want to do something scary for Halloween, go see Paranormal Activity 3.
Or just summon a demon.
You know, pull out a Ouija board,
light some
candles, light a bonfire in the background.
Sit with like 12 of your friends and be like, which one of us is going to die next?
Let's sacrifice. All that stuff. Great, great Halloween activities. for all the youngsters out there. Okay. Other than that, just kind of talking about some of the news that has come out this week. We had a pretty big thing happen to us with Ender's Game. Mick, you want to kind of spearhead this?
Yeah, no. Like, I honestly thought, like, I was actually, like, I was having a pretty, like, terrible day leading up to that. I was just, like missed a quiz or something. I got online to, like, tell everybody about it, and I got to my email. And at first I thought it was a joke. I was like, OrsonCard@AOL.com. That's his email, in case anybody wants to shoot him an email or something.
But, nice one.
No, he answers. He answers the fans a lot. But he just had this whole little note out saying that one of our readers actually sent him an email. I'm assuming it's the guy who was like going batshit about wanting to share this. But I thank you so much, because that would have never happened otherwise. So you're like my favorite Geek Tyrant follower right now. But yeah, I printed it out. It's sitting in my room right now. I might actually frame it. But
I say frame it.
Yeah, do it.
Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. It's already done.
Nice.
So anyway, he shared some details of the movie with us, and then shortly revealed it to the rest of the world, pretty much. As I've noticed from the news today, apparently, like, he gave us a day jump head start on everything he had said.
Yeah.
Regular public. But no, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, I was waiting for one of you guys to jump in, like, kind of.
No, you did good. You did good. I mean, I was like, what? I came on our chat system today. Yeah, the day it was you'd mentioned it. I was like, what? What did I miss? You know, I come back from going to get lunch and eating ketchup packets and.
just downing them like shots.
Yeah. No.
The lycopene's good for the body.
It is. But Ender's Game is, I think that's a movie that I want to see done, and I'm so glad that the release date has been announced, you know?
I guess the whole reason I even wrote the letter in the first place, something that I just like found like crazy, was I was sitting in my college philosophy and science class, and like some dude asked a question about Ender's Game, and then like 12 other dudes started talking about it. I was like, I couldn't even believe that it had as large a fan base as it did.
Yeah.
I knew it was a popular book, but I had no idea that so many people had read it. A lot of people see this movie, for sure.
Yeah.
This is something I've been looking forward to for years. I mean, I grew up on the books, and I just... just always been a big fan, and it's going to be awesome to see
if they pull it off.
I don't know. If they pull it off.
The casting is going to be the main, I mean, that's going to be a big issue to me, I think.
He said he wanted no-name kids, preferably.
Yeah, he says I think.
That's what I'm getting.
I'm sure Summit Entertainment's budget had nothing to do with his opinion on it.
Yeah. He says, whoever plays Ender will almost certainly be an actor you haven't seen before, and with any luck, a child who has not gone through the soul-numbing process of being cute on camera. Good. In other words, I hope it is a child who never had an agent, but who is very, very intelligent and therefore can take direction.
That sounds good.
So they just want to get a young, talented prodigy kid to take on the role, which is fine. If they can find him, more power to him. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy to say you want that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. No, it'd be cool, though, to see how it all comes together.
I think it'd be weird because most of the kids who would be acting in it probably are too young to even know about the book, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, whoever's cast is their first... the script will probably be their first. What am I trying to say?
First time reading.
First time hearing of it, or first time kind of getting into the world. And then they'll probably go on to the comic book before they go on to the book. But
Oh, well, as long as they get there eventually.
Whatever, and as long as it gets done right. That's all that I care about. If the movie gets done right,
as long
fine.
As there's child homicide, I'll be okay. Unintentional child homicide, of course.
I just hope the director can pull it off. I'm not the biggest fan of Gavin Hood, who is directing the movie. He did X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, so maybe Will.i.am will be a character.
Yeah, he'll be major.
he'll be the made up character who can teleport.
Yeah, there you go. So, we'll see what happens. Though I'm excited for it. I'm excited for Mick.
I'm excited for myself.
I should be.
Like, I mean, in the short matter of a week, I got an email from a great science fiction author, and I got a game named after me. So, you know, 6 degrees of Robot Reagan. Be ready for it, guys, next week.
when does the movie
March
come out? 15th, the release date. They did the release date. March 15th. Okay.
2013. I'll have a job by then, hopefully.
So they got a little bit of time before the movie comes out. So
we're saying press
see how they pull it off.
Crossed.
I don't know. I think. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I'm just worried that because they're trying. It seems like they're trying to do it in one film, and I feel like it should be at least two.
The first book.
I feel like Ender's Game should be.
I think two
movies.
I don't know about that, but I don't think they should make a Speaker of the Dead book because I didn't want to be mean to Mr. Carr, but I almost wanted to tell him I didn't like that book at all.
Well, if he's listening to the podcast, then he's heard you.
Well, all apologies to me, Mr. Carr, but I just didn't find – I liked Ender's Shadow. Like, if they made Ender's Shadow, like, just right after Ender's Game, I couldn't be happier because, like, Ender's Shadow I put right up there right next to it.
Yeah. For me, I would just see the split as Ender getting trained with all his – Jess, and he's in there, and up to them going to command school, and the second movie would be nothing but command school. But I don't know if there's enough there.
That'd be like Harry Potter in Order of the Phoenix.
I like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. Just ruined my whole point there. It's all right. Let's go past it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Why are we moving on?
So, all right.
I had a thought, and then and after that all went down, my thought just like went away, and I was just trying to remember it. It'll be interesting to see how this all comes together. So we'll see.
We will see.
And I just wish I could remember my thought because that wasn't it. So we'll just move on to talk about some of the TV shows that we're currently watching, what we recommend, what we don't recommend, stuff we kind of have to watch just because, I don't know, just because. And, kind of sparked this is one of our writers, Crystal, did a article talking about some of the shows that are on right now, and just thought we'd kind of go through some stuff. And what do you guys think? What shows are you watching right now?
It's interesting that you mention that because I just literally got done watching tomorrow night's episode of American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very excited with the direction that this show is going. Each episode that I've seen of this show, if you guys aren't watching the show, this is a must-watch television show. Not only is it great for the Halloween spirit, but it's also some of the scariest stuff I've seen on TV aside from The Walking Dead.
I like it because it makes no sense. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what makes it scary is because you just don't know where it's going. You don't know anything. I mean, they can take the show and take it in any direction they want.
Yep.
And
so
they
could
throw
they
in
make it
anything
up every episode.
And whenever.
No.
Well, they don't, but they could. That's the thing. If they could do that, they have so
I don't
many
know.
Outlets, so many different layers to play with. It's just like this open, freaky world.
It is a very freaky world, and I think there's going
to
be some
kind
of
don't take home to mama.
Exactly, exactly.
Exactly.
And sorry, okay, Rick James, you completely threw me off. And the fact that this next episode, the one that airs tomorrow night, not only does it have Zachary Quinto in it, Siler from Heroes, it is going to answer some questions, I think. I won't go into any detail, of course, but I think it's pretty cool, and I'm interested in this. I have the other one. I just didn't watch it because I literally got done with the show and came in here to record the show, you know, record the podcast. But I'm going to watch, you know, sometime soon the next week's episode because I have that as well. But I'll tell you, there's some answers that are going to be answered, I think, in the next couple episodes. I mean, they can't string people along for
yeah.
too long without revealing a little bit of stuff. But there's some stuff that I've already – if it's one of those shows where you can watch, and yeah, it might seem on the surface like there's nothing. It doesn't make any sense. This is nuts. This is crazy. But if you look at it and really peel apart the layers, there are some stuff, you know, there are some aspects there that, you know, you'll find that they do give away some answers. So
is this show comparable
I say
to
recommend
Twin
watching
Peaks?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, people have said that to me, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I wouldn't say comparable in terms of, I mean, it's craziness. It's got some weird stuff happening
yeah,
every
really,
single episode.
Yeah, it's really far out. It's got some great visuals, stuff like that. But as far as being compared to Twin Peaks, I think they're two very, very different shows. But just the fact that there's like this insanely weird supernatural element, I guess, is one thing that the two have in common, but it's just they're two very different shows.
Yeah,
but
guys,
if you're going for randomness okay. and weirdness,
it's just, I hate
then, yeah,
Twin Peaks.
It's
I know a lot of people
kind of got
it,
that same kind of
like the show
vibe.
My mom watched Twin Peaks, so I don't know about that, but American Horror Story. I don't know. I watched the first episode. I don't know if I like it. I don't understand this maid who's like an old lady, but at the same time she's a hot chick, and I'm like, which is she? Is she like fooling the chit, like she fooling the guy, or is she fooling like the girls, you know? Is she a hot chick or an old lady? I wish she'd just be a hot chick, but I have a feeling it's not gonna work that
yeah,
I
probably not.
Now the thing is that you're gonna have to keep in mind is that this is one of those shows where I almost feel like there's multiple dimensions. So in a way, now that's just me saying it. I'm not giving anything away, but that's my opinion. And if that's the case, I think, you know, Twin Peaks is easily relatable in terms of that,
yeah,
to answer your question.
This is only pretty much one
amazing.
Season with
so,
these characters, and then the next season will be completely different characters, correct?
Really?
I don't know about that. That's news to me.
Yeah, but I think that's where they planned on taking it. If it even goes to a second season, I know they planned this whole thing right here.
So it's more of a mini series. It's more of a mini series than an actual TV series.
Ah.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I guess if they do a season two, it'd be another family moving into this house or something like that, I guess.
Or other related stories.
Yeah.
You know, of American Horror.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So.
You know, so there's possibility for that. It's like imagine an elongated Tales from the Crypt episode.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like a really elongated. Those Tales from the Crypt were only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
if they were good,
Tales from the
great.
Crypt,
if
Tales from the Dark
great,
Side.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours. But.
Yeah, that's true. I loved those shows. But then again, that kind of segues later into one of our things we're gonna talk about. But anyway, that's what I'm watching. I'm watching pretty much every other show on that's been airing this season. So if anyone has any questions, I can always.
Would you guys think of the new Once Upon a Time? Did you guys watch it?
That's the one thing I did not see.
Such a big, they got put a lot of production value in that.
Well,
and I don't know.
Well,
I hope it'll be awesome.
I watched it. I kind of like the premise, but at the same time, I just think it. I don't know if it's going to work. Well, I think it's going to be one of those shows that ends up going one season.
We're not 100%,
but we'll see. I could be wrong.
ABC is actually a female focused network. So, yeah.
See, so my mom's been talking about it.
If it doesn't resonate with you, I don't think they're worried. I think they're worried about getting the female demographic.
They have a good start with Jennifer Goodwin in the lead. I mean, she's a fairly likable actress, I think. I mean, I can take her or leave her personally, but she's not bad in turn. I can think of. I think this show is going to be doing much better than Ringer, but that's just my opinion. That's on the CW, I believe. But
what'd you guys think of The Walking Dead season 2?
Awesome.
First couple episodes.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yes.
I mean, that's all you got to say. Awesome.
Yeah, just
everything this season is better. The zombie makeup's awesome. The killing is great.
They got picked up for season 3.
Well, of course.
I mean, we knew it was going to happen, but it's just, you know, knowing that it's coming is kind of nice.
Has anyone watched The Talking Dead, or am I the only one that's watched that after show?
I don't care to watch people talk about the dead.
That's our job. What do you
I don't know. I like the format of the show. I mean, in terms of they take some call-ins. They deal with the very social, it's a lot of social integration with Twitter and taking tweets and questions via email. And it's kind of a cool show just from that regard. And they have an interest, like Robert Kirkman was on this last time. And it was kind of neat to hear his perspective going through the show. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but it's not that bad of a, I mean, it's not as bad as you might think. So.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, I think it's a nice extra thing to watch, but that's just me. You know?
Okay.
I know it's dying.
Any other shows anyone's watching? Oh.
I watch Terra Nova every week. I like it.
Apparently in the minority.
Maybe I'm in the minority.
I feel like they're not phoning it in on too many other on their episodes, and they're actually trying to do something. So, but I think it costs too much to make.
Yeah.
I feel like if they just had a portal to
some
place that wasn't Earth, then it would probably just, get rid of the dinosaurs, and it'd probably be just as interesting. Or probably even more, because you'd be on an alien planet. I don't know.
What if they were alien dinosaurs?
Ooh, they're not actually on
That's
Earth.
A whole
they're
in
actually
market right
just
there.
On a different planet.
You know, yeah, what if that's the twist? What if they were never on Earth at all? Dinosaurs were just aliens. And then you got some like psychological sci-fi thriller on your hands. Critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm telling you, you put me on Terra Nova Riding Squad, turn that around.
Does it bother anybody else with Terra Nova, though, aside from certain stuff, how bright everything is? I mean, I know that they're on a new, fresh planet, and I want it to be bright, but couldn't they have done some little visual things in post with just making it a little bit more gritty of a show? It seems like I'm watching. I mean, so many day shots, and it's all fresh and bright, and I don't know.
The dinosaurs are pretty bright too, aren't they?
Real life is fresh and bright, except when it rains.
I know. Okay, funny.
Yeah,
life isn't as gritty as New Jersey, Tiberius.
Yeah,
they are
I guess
in
you're
a
right.
pollution-free environment.
Sorry.
I think it has a pretty
significant.
Let me just quickly go through kind of the list that Crystal had.
It has its own unique look, and there's no other show that looks bright and saturated and clean like that.
Yeah.
Trying to make it look good on your HD TV. All right, let me just go through this list here that Crystal had up, and you can share your thoughts if you have any on that. Anyone watching the show Revenge?
I've seen a couple episodes of it, and it's not my cup of tea. I think this is a show that's more geared toward female audiences as well. It's basically like a soap opera at night.
Yeah, you know? I've watched it. I've been watching it. My wife likes it, so I'm stuck watching that one. It's not that bad.
Hey, Joe, you're cutting in and out.
For a couple weeks.
Joey, you're cutting in and out.
I don't know what's going on, but I think Joey's breaking.
What was the last thing you heard?
That's what I heard.
You're just talking about how it's not that bad.
Not right now.
Am I still cutting in and out?
No, you're good now. But you have like a robot tinge to your voice.
Is someone watching Netflix or something?
I'm just joking.
Okay.
No.
It's fine now.
All right. Is it still weird? Okay, cool. Anyway, so my wife's been watching Revenge, so I've been watching it with her. It's tolerable. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but it's watchable. She's also watching Heart of Dixie. Yeah, so yeah, I've been watching that one too.
And it's so weird. It feels like there's two shows.
What's it about, Heart of Dixie? I haven't even heard of this.
It's got Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, the OC.
From the OC.
It's got, yeah.
And this surgeon from New York moves to a small city in Alabama.
Not interesting.
And she's supposed to, like, get to know how to talk to people.
Get out of here. Bojang show is
like
that?
How to, like, to be personable with people.
Oh, you mean like Bedside Manner? How to
exactly. Yeah.
Goldie from Sin City, who's like, she's like, you're like,
yeah,
what
Jamie
the hell
King's
time
in
period
it.
Is she from? She's like from the 60s. She looks like a Stepford Wife. She's like perfect looking in that thing, and it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the South, though? I mean,
the Dirty South.
Exactly.
I've been to the
Bible Belt South.
I've been to Alabama.
Although
I've seen things. I went to a Waffle House in Alabama.
I was driving through Mississippi on my way back from some kind of road trip, whatever. And I'm driving behind this truck, and the guy's got a freaking Klan.
Oh yeah,
white hat thing in the back of his window, so everybody can see it. He's got the Confederate flag, and I'm like, whoa, the Klan is real.
Oh yeah, man.
It's like they're still around, you know. It's like
you guys don't come out to the Midwest much, do you?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I, having grown up in Missouri, and
they're very much alive and kicking.
Give it another
not as big a numbers as they used to, but they're still around.
Oh yeah.
Then they'll be like the kids from Clockwork Orange.
Hopefully sooner than another generation, but. Jeez.
Anyway, just the show is, you know,
it's awful.
It sounds like
it kind of
sounds like girl porn.
The tagline is her life is about to go south.
Oh God! Oh,
damn.
Are you serious? Oh my God!
Nope.
Oh no.
Anyway, all right, let's move on. There's not really many other Pan Am. Anyone watch a Pan Am?
New Girl's good.
I like
New Girl.
Nice production value, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's no Matt. They tried to get it on Mad Men, but to get the Mad Men feel, but it's they threw this weird whole spy element into it. Yeah. I'm just not buying it. So, whatevs.
I like Two Broke
Girls. Good. But... I enjoy New Girl. It's off the air until I don't know when. For some reason, they pulled it down because of the World Series or something like that.
When you're bombing the national anthem during the World Series.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She's promoting the New Girl, and she didn't promote it well.
Yeah, I didn't think she did.
You guys didn't watch that video?
No,
I didn't do that bad.
You know, yeah, good for I hear it's really hard to sing those because you pretty much have to sing it in out of your own head because the way the speakers are, you kind of can't hear yourself singing.
Oh yeah, no, I would completely. I mean, when you're in a stadium, you hear that, like it would be awful. Yeah. You'd be like on a 3 second delay, freaking yourself.
I feel like if they took the.
But I'm still going to judge her for it.
They took the Jess character from New Girl and cut the Rachel Bilson character out of that one show. I would like that show. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, anybody have any other TV shows before we move on?
I'd say we should just move
in. All right. Let's hit up some Halloween movie traditions. Do you guys have any Halloween movie traditions? I just thought I'd bring this up since, you know, Halloween's coming up.
I got one.
What's up?
I got basically it starts on Halloween and it ends on Christmas. And I watched Nightmare Before Christmas just like sporadically throughout that whole time. Cause it's like,
nice. It's
an ingenious movie in the sense that you can watch it from like leading up to October to past December because it just goes for both holidays.
Yeah,
depending on what mood you're in. If you're not having a good Christmas, you can watch Nightmare Before Christmas. If you're having an awesome Halloween, you can watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
So you recommend that movie? You think someone should see that?
I think everyone should see it. I don't just think someone should.
Mm. Okay.
What?
Are you judging me right now? What was that?
No.
Yeah, what's up? What was that?
I'm adding it to my list of must-watch movies, then.
Okay.
Wait, you haven't seen
it? Haven't seen Nightmare Before Christmas? How old are you?
I've never seen it.
Wait. What?
I have never seen Nightmare
Before Christmas.
The last cartoon I saw was Steamboat Mickey. This Forgive me. I forgot we're dealing with old man Tiberius.
Wow. No, I haven't seen it, and I know you're going to say, well, why haven't you seen it? And the answer is because I didn't want to see it when it came out in theaters, and I've never watched it. And I don't know. It's weird. It's the same reason I didn't see Toy Story 3 until it came out on DVD. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I haven't seen it.
Well, put it on your list.
It's old.
Watch it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I love it.
It's great.
I'm checking right now.
It holds up way better than
I
think Corpse Bride or Coraline or.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Corpse Bride. Yeah. No, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street. A Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, that's a classic. It is. It'll go down as a classic, so. Yeah, I don't know. Every Halloween, I just watch as many horror movies as I possibly can.
Shocktober.
Yeah, right? Shocktober.
Shocktober.
I'm just out there trying to like see what I can. I'm rewatching movies. Obviously, there's the classics. I watch two movies that I watch on Halloween night every year. Halloween, obviously. Yeah.
Great.
And since Trick or Treat came out. I've been watching that every Halloween night as well.
What is it with film geeks and Trick or Treat?
It's the film club on my campus.
They show that movie every year since it came out. And
it's
like,
just a great anthology horror film. It's one of those things. It's like I grew up watching the I enjoyed watching Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other movie? Creep Show.
Yeah.
I mean,
Creep Show 2 is better, but. Yeah.
Yeah, No, but I like those anthology kind of horror movies, and we hadn't seen one in a long time, and then Trick or Treat came out, and it's like, you know, it had this great anthology where everything kind of tied in together in some way, and it's just done very well, and it's just had some really fun, cool ideas in it, and I'm hooked on it. Love that movie.
All right. That's valid. I guess.
It's also a great introduction.
I'm trying to make it valid. I also, yeah,
that's a good point.
I also watch Poltergeist every year.
I just actually not too long ago rewatched that on Netflix Instant, and Poltergeist 2 is on as well on Netflix.
Yeah, Poltergeist 2 and 3.
Okay. You watch these with your young little girls, and they love horror films.
Well, I don't watch Trick or Treat with them. I have not watched that with them. No, I mean, it's not. I don't watch Halloween. I won't watch Halloween with them.
That's pretty scary, actually.
With them, I'll watch Monster House, like the animated movie,
which is pretty intense. My little sister had to leave the theater during that.
Yeah, it is an intense film. But like, I'll watch the kid horror movies with them.
Like, what are some other kid horror movies that in your mind?
Then, Nightmare Before Christmas, obviously.
Yeah.
Poltergeist is PG. But not the younger ones. I haven't watched them with the youngest yet. But
you want to really mess your kids up? Have them watch The Birds. They will have an irrational fear of birds the rest of their life. Like, I watched Psycho when I was a kid. The original Psycho.
Yeah. And,
like, I always had like a fear of transvestites after, for more than just the obvious reasons.
God.
Just like, I was like, what? His mom's him? And he has a knife? I just remember being 9 and not understanding anything but being scared.
Now, I will watch the old school stuff with them too. Like, I'll watch Dracula with the Wolfman, Invisible Man, stuff like that I'll watch with them just because they still think it's fun and scary. Like, this year I watched, I wasn't sure if this one would freak you out, but the original Vincent Price, House on Haunted Hill, I watched with my kids. Ah. And yeah, they enjoyed it, though. I mean, it was like, they really liked it.
Okay, there you go.
The older films I can get away with, because it's black and white, it's not really all that scary.
They're right? Not used to that low of quality.
Yeah,
you can't even see anything.
You can see the strings on the skeleton coming out of the acid, so.
Is this Blu-ray?
Oh, God.
I love Halloween, though. I love watching that stuff. And yeah, it's rubbed off on my kids.
I have to say that in terms of, for me, my favorite genre of horror movies are really, really, they really have to be zombie movies, period.
Yeah.
For me, it's just I don't know. I've watched all of George Romero's movies. I've seen pretty much every type of Return of the Living Dead, Night of the Living, everything, even that's not Fulci's zombie. I've watched it. I like it, and it's something I recommend definitely watching.
Cool. Do you watch them every year? Is that just like?
See, that's the thing.
Or is it just one of those things where you're like, you don't, do you have,
it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be Halloween for me to watch that. I enjoy watching Trick or Treat on Halloween. I did that I got together with a group of friends and we watched that when it first came out on DVD. And I've kind of liked doing that too. I really enjoy watching AMC's Fear Fest.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
Yeah, I don't know. So
it's good stuff.
So
yeah, I can't really watch too many scary films. Like, I watched Panic Room with my wife like 2 weeks ago, and she thought it was too scary. So yeah. Although she did say like men do not understand the fear of home invasion in the same way women do. So I don't
know. Apparently not.
Does she not? Does she not like horror?
Oh, she can't stand her.
Are you allowed to watch movies, horror movies, without her? Or I mean,
she loves The Walking Dead, but she looks away quite a lot.
Not even in action movies.
Oh, she would.
You should watch.
She would just leave the room.
Dead alive. It wouldn't even be her. Like.
Ooh.
She's done that. She has just left the room for some films. Like, I've told her, like, don't even try to watch Seven. Like, you're not even going to be able to do it.
Really? She can't watch Seven?
Wow. That kills my tradition.
Wow, okay.
That's fine.
Well. you can always come over to my house, watch movies, watch some horror movies.
No, I shouldn't rat. You know, I shouldn't say anything bad because a lot of movies I get scared about too. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what really scared me would have to be Insidious.
Most dude, movies. Don't even talk about Insidious. I still have like times where I think that giant red thing's behind me, like.
Okay, I good. I'm not
that.
The. At least
that,
I'm not
that
the
is
only
one of the most that. That is probably another one of my favorite modern day horror movies.
It was very tastefully done. I think
it was
about it.
It really was. No blood, gore, death, nothing like that. It was just a very awesome ghost story. It was just done extremely well. Yeah.
Besides the fact that like they were doing scares during the, like, I felt like I was never safe. I felt like whatever was just behind my back was getting ready to scare the hell out of me. Like, there's just going to be some ghost getting ready to be like,
and there probably is.
Yeah. Especially since, like, you have those auto. Do you guys have out of body dreams? Because I have those. And I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck in that other realm. It's always, like, the first thing that pops in my mind when I have those dreams. I'm like, I better not walk too far.
I used to have them a lot when I was a kid. I don't have them as much anymore, but I did used to have them a lot as a kid growing up.
You know what that means.
Astro projection.
You're probably not as well trained as an astro. What was – I can't remember what it was.
Astro projectionist. Yep. I don't know. Weird. Anyway, awesome. Everyone have a great Halloween, you know? Just do it.
Eat a lot of candy.
Thanks.
And then get very
follow
great.
Through with your traditions and live the life of full, to your fullest.
Follow your dreams.
Follow your horrific.
In short,
I am going to eat a lot of candy this weekend. Thank you, Mazer.
Nothing like having a sugar rush. Wow. Being afraid, right?
All right.
With a side of ketchup.
Oh God.
Candy and ketchup. It's Tiberius's diet for the next week.
Awesome. All right. So this week, there's a few movies coming out. We've got coming soon. We've got In Time coming out.
Yay!
You know? It looks like it could be good.
No, I was joking, but... I don't know.
Go ahead.
I think Amanda Seyfried just does. I don't know. Never mind.
Okay. Sounds good. The Rum Diary, the Johnny Depp film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting a little tired of seeing him play Hunter S. Thompson. It's just me. Like, I mean, Rango
loves,
was pushing
he
it.
He loves Hunter S.
And then
Thompson.
He like did it again.
I mean, he's
Johnny Depp.
He really does.
Yeah, he does.
I think he wants people to constantly like perceive. I don't think he wants people to know what the real Hunter S. Thompson looks like.
Well,
I just think he wants to be remembered as Hunter S. Thompson.
Pirates films, and then he goes and does this film. These are the films that he gets off the ground. So.
Yeah. We'll see how that turns out. We've got 13
Russian
coming out. That's
kind of
the it's like a gambling Russian roulette thriller type movie. It's a remake of a foreign film. It looks pretty good.
Probably won't be as good as the first 12.
Probably not.
Is it arriving on video on demand on the same... I think it's one of those movies that might be.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know off the top of my head, but...
All right.
Check your on demand later yeah, this definitely. Week and see. Puss in Boots.
Yeah, boy.
Right on.
Be all on that.
He's doing it. Antonio Banderas is back as a cat, and Robot Reagan's going to watch him.
Get up on that cat action. I'm all for that.
Light Crazy, independent kind of romance drama. Premiered at the Sundance Film Festival this last year. I actually saw it while I was there. I liked it. It's really, really good. It's got Anton Yelchin from Star Trek, played Chekhov, and Jennifer Lawrence is in it, and I can't remember the name of the other lead woman in the film. But anyway, it was a good movie.
So sorry.
So, yeah, sorry. But I liked it. If you guys want to check out a good romantic drama, check it out. It's like plays with the whole long-distance relationship thing, which we all know doesn't work. And then there is Janie Jones.
Abigail.
Never heard of it.
No.
I honestly.
Yeah, I think she's reunited with her father.
Breslin?
He's a musician. It had a pretty good trailer.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I don't know much about this movie. Okay. Well, if you know what that film is and you're looking forward to it, have fun watching it. And then
there is Godzilla
Roland Emmerich's
2000 comes
Anonymous.
Comes an ink.
This is comes the ancient legend of how William Shakespeare didn't write any of the plays. Yeah.
This movie anger
that his name has been put on that whole thing.
Yeah, there's
probably in his best interest.
There's a whole conspiracy behind
it's
it.
It's BS.
When I heard the movie was coming out, I looked into
it's,
it.
It's rich people who think that
I don't know.
Someone like
it's
Shakespeare sure. had to be
whatever
from their class. So. It's pretty much literally it's literally what it is. It's like you can't write about
exactly
kings,
medieval old rich
you
people,
were a king or a prince. It's like,
yep.
To be fair, public education in medieval times wasn't what it is now.
Yeah,
it was kind of next to zero in like education. So, I mean, that's not too far of a stretch, I'm going to say. But at the same time, I'm not going to say it's impossible. Unless he was a clergy member or something. I don't know. Not to bust out any medieval culture. I just took a class in college, so I'm just
That it happens. We take classes
in college. Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Wow.
Other than that, I mean, that's your choice of upcoming movies. None of them are really, you know, Halloween-ish.
I guess you could dress up as
Puss. But if you haven't seen Paranormal Activity 3 yet, then
I mean,
check that
just
out.
Wear underwear, at least.
I guess.
You could.
Sure, why not?
Dude, it would actually be more entertaining if they did, like, a mashup costume where it was, like, Puss and... Puss in Boots, but like in Once Upon a Time in Mexico attire. Kind of doing a cross between him and Antonio Banderas.
If that were coming out, never mind. That's right. He is in that movie. That's never mind.
Okay. And on that note, Tiberius, you want to plug your podcast?
Yeah, I have a podcast. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's the Popcast Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter. And you can find us on Geekonet and MapleTunes.com. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other plugs we should plug in at this point?
I feel like I should have a plug. I don't have any to plug. I never plug anything.
He's a plug for awesomeness. And
okay. And anyway, other than that, just kind of close things off, you can, we've got some glasses and t-shirts and stuff on sale at our shop at geektyrant.me right now.
It's swagging.
Yeah, we're swagging. We're doing this whole free shipping thing right now. So if you want to order stuff and not have to pay for shipping, go for it, because we will pay for it. We've got a new Geek Tyrant daily newsletter that we've kind of been doing for the last couple of months. Sign up if you haven't already. It's just a daily wrap-up of all the news we have reported out throughout the day. So check it out. It's a pretty cool format, and it looks good. And
it's actually because we post so many things during the day, it's like easy to accidentally miss something. So
yeah, exactly. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Leave a review if you want. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything. Hit us up. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geektyrantfans. Follow us
over
on Twitter.
Over 10K followers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta make a mention of that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's worth plugging.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/geektyrant. And we also recently launched a new video game website called gametyrant.co. And there you can find all video game news. Just that's what it focuses on, so nothing else. So check that out. And yeah, have fun with it. Whatever. Anyway, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Have a great Halloween week. And don't forget to join us next week when we talk about microwaving household items.